Right, now that it's time to talk a little Maine Black Bear football. The Game Plan with Bob Lucy, brought to you by Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Black Bear Coaches shows, Front Street in Bangor. Clearpoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And Creative Print Services. Whatever your business needs, Creative Print Services is here to help. Well, it's a bye week, partner. What in the world are we doing talking football?
Well, I don't know, but it's what we do on Friday.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. It feels a little strange not to be in a plane, train, or an automobile on a Friday.
Indeed it does, but looks like a good weather weekend here in Bangor, Maine, and that's going to be nice.
Absolutely, yeah. A couple of nice fall days coming up, and I don't know, I don't think it's ever great to have a bye week after a loss, but this time around, I might make an exception for Maine, because the Bears, I think, need to get back to the drawing board a little bit and get focused for the second half of this season.
Yeah, I agree, Rich. I think it was a great time, actually, for a bye week for Maine. They had some injuries, and they're hoping to have some of those folks back for the Richmond game, and just a chance to kind of hit the restart button, kind of work on some of the things that they'd like to improve, and try to be better in that second half of the season. And they'll need to be if they're going to get on a run and get back to postseason.
Yeah, with a 2-3 record and 0-2 in the CAA, I think you could be reasonable and say they can still make the playoffs. But they'll need to win, I believe, 6 out of their last 7 to get in.
Yeah, I think to be, safe, that would probably be what they'd need to do, Rich. It's very interesting because last season, Maine was 3-2 after 5 games. This season, Maine is 2-3 after 5 games. But there's a big difference because last season, after those 5 games, they might have been 3-2, but they were 2-0 in the CAA, and they had a win over an FBS team.
Absolutely. Now, I think you can make the case that their two toughest CAA opponents are behind them, but there are no easy games in the Colonial Athletic Association, as we've seen for years. But let's first of all focus on the positives, and let's start with the offense. What's gone well for Maine so far offensively?
Well, I mean, to start with, they're averaging 332 yards passing per game. That's 6th best in FCS football. And that's 117 yards more passing per game than last season. And Rich, they've got 5 receivers with 15 or more receptions for 180 yards or more. So they're doing some good things in the passing game. And the line is doing a really good job with pass protection. In 197 pass attempts, a league high, Maine's only allowed 5 sacks.
I like the sound of that. And we'll see what happens next week when they play. The possibility that we'll get to see Jordan Rowell get some game action for the first time.
Well, that's a possibility. It'll be nice to have him get out there and get some game reps. What we saw in preseason, Rich, was a guy that had great size, had good speed, and looked like he was a guy that could really move the chains.
And is that what Maine needs to work on offensively more than anything else, the consistent running game?
I think so, Rich. If you look at their rushing attack this year, in their 3 losses, they've only averaged 20 rushes for 63 yards. So they need better production from their running game to balance their offensive attack. And on the flip side, in their 2 wins, they've averaged 34.5 rushes for 151.5 yards. So you can see the difference between the wins and the losses in terms of that run game production.
All right, let's move to the defense, and what have been the highlights there for you so far?
Well, I think there have been periods, Rich, where they've played real well, and they've played together. They've pursued the ball. They've defended well. I think probably the high point defensively right now is pass defense. Right now, they're only allowing 165 yards per game passing. That's number 1 in the CAA, and that's number 10 in the FCS. And they've only allowed 3 passing touchdowns, which is 2nd best in the CAA. So I think that's probably the best stat defensively. But we've seen flashes of what Maine can do with that black hole defense. Colgate was a perfect example where they had 8 sacks, 14 tackles for a loss. We just haven't seen it consistently throughout the course of the game, and that's what they need to do. I think get back to that swarm-level play, gang tackling, and do a better job on third down getting off the field. When you look at the data this year over 5 games, Rich, Maine is allowing their opponents to convert 36% of the time on third down. Last season, it was 28%, and the season before that, it was even better than that. It was like 27%. So that's an area I think that they need to try to work on to improve.
And one thing that would help that, and we talked about it, with Coach Nick Charlton, they've got to tackle better.
Yeah, I think that's been a problem so far. And I think one of the things about tackling, Rich, as you know, is you really have to focus on the technique, you know, tackling with your chest and shoulders, wrapping your arms, keeping your focus, you know, on breaking down and doing those things. But I think what's helped Maine over the last few years is they've had swarm-level play. So they've got that 11 hats to the ball mentality. And if one person, you know, got a piece of the running back, well, there were 2 or 3 others right there to clean it up. And we've seen a lot of one-on-one situations this year at times, and that's made it difficult.
How would you grade Maine's special teams play so far, Bob?
Well, I think they've done some real good things in the kick return area, Rich. Maine's averaging 28.9 yards per kickoff return. Certainly Ernest Edwards has been the big factor there with the 2 kickoff returns for touchdowns. I think Kenny Doak has done a nice job with some of those long-range field goals. He's kicked 3 field goals of 44 yards or more this season and hasn't missed an extra point. He's 16 of 16 on PATs. And Derek Duell came in after a few games, and I think he's done a nice job with the punting. He's now averaging 41 yards per punt. Unfortunately, Maine had that block punt at Villanova, but I think those are areas that Maine's done pretty well. It'd be nice to see them get a little bit more distance on the kickoff. We've seen many opponents over the first 5 games that are just putting the majority of their kickoffs in the end zone and making it difficult, you know, obviously, to get the ball in Ernest Edwards' hands. So I think a little bit more distance on the kickoffs would be great. And just keeping consistency with field goals right now, Maine's 5 of 8. You know, and like I said, with the punting, keeping that distance above the 40-yard mark would be great.
We're talking to Bob Lucy on the game plan here on Downtown. Well, Maine's next opponent, Richmond, has had some big-time struggles early on. The guys from FCS Nation Radio were speculating last hour whether or not Mike Huseman there might be on the hot seat the way that team is playing.
Well, they've been up and down. They brought in 23 freshmen, and they also brought in some transfers this year, Rich. They brought in 5 FBS transfers, including a quarterback, Bo English, who transferred from Air Force, and he's been starting quite a bit. Also, they've got some receivers that are transfers, one from Duke and one from Northwestern. You know, I think they're young at some positions, and I think that what they need to do, obviously, like every team, is kind of focus on themselves. They've got an experienced offensive line with a lot of starters back. They've got some skill at receiver and quarterback. They're a little young at the running back position, but just trying to put it all together. You know, Maine beat them 28-9 at Richmond last year. And in that game, both teams, Rich, really struggled running the football. Maine only rushed for 57 yards, and Maine held Richmond to 29 yards on the ground. But Chris Ferguson had a nice game for Maine last year. It was 20 of 32 for 229 yards and 4 touchdowns and no interceptions.
I misstated his name. Not Mike Huseman, but Russ Huseman.
Yes, Russ.
I transposed him with Mike Houston, the old JMU coach there. And then the Black Bears after that on the road, where they'll take on a very interesting opponent in Liberty University a couple weeks, team that's playing pretty good football of late, and a former Black Bear getting a little bit more involved in the offense.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Josh Mack would be that former Black Bear, and he's done a nice job coming into this week's game. He's got 7.6 carries per game. You know, he's rushed for over 200 yards. He's got a touchdown rushing. He's played more and more recently, had 14 carries in their last game. So he seems to be getting more playing time and doing a nice job with it. You know, this will be a tough challenge for Maine. It looks like an opponent that's starting to peak. They're on a three-game winning streak, I think, after dropping the first couple of games. I forgot that Maine has actually played Liberty before, but it's been a long time. October 10th, 1992, before we started doing the games, Rick.
Wow.
Maine played Liberty in Orono and beat them 42-20.
I have absolutely no recollection of that, but like a lot of things that happened in the early 90s, I have very little recollection of it there. Bob, the university this week put out some future opponents, and some of them we knew about, but some interesting stuff. Next year, two FBS opponents again, a trip to Ball State, one to UConn, and a non-conference game at home with Monmouth. In 21, FBS games at UMass and Northern Illinois, and a home game against Merrimack and BC on the schedule. For 2022, a couple of Colgate games as well. So for the next 2 years, Maine remains committed to playing two FBS opponents, but we've been told by people that Maine is at least exploring the possibility of getting one of those more high-paying FBS games.
Yeah, and that's what they did prior to going to the two games, as you know. You know, games with Mississippi State, games with Nebraska, game with Iowa, those types of things. I really like what they've done with the schedule. I think BC is a great FBS opponent for Maine. It's right in the footprint. It's a bus ride away. And then, you know, trying to cultivate a relationship again with Monmouth out of New Jersey and Merrimack, that would be great, you know. So, and Colgate, I think, is also you know, a nice non-conference opponent for Maine. We enjoyed our visit to Colgate. Mm. It'd be nice to welcome them back to Orono, where they played once before. So I think those non-conference games that they've got coming up sound like really good games. And we've been to Connecticut before. That's a great rivalry, an old Yankee conference opponent. And I think Maine will be very competitive with them as well.
Well, and if you could get one of those big-dollar games, if Towson played at Florida last week, if you can get one of those, then that allows you in a normal 11-game season to schedule a couple non-conference, read winnable, home games, and that balances your schedule with six home, six away.
Yeah, absolutely, Rich. And that's a big thing. You know, it's nice to have an extra home game if you can get it. And, you know, I think whatever direction they go, I think Maine has proven over the years that they can be competitive with these FBS opponents. They've been in a lot of these games, as you know, including Nebraska and Northwestern. Those were both within a couple of scores late in the game. And so, you know, I think it's great for recruiting. You know, I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing what Maine can do against these FBS teams down the line. But first and foremost, I think, as we've said before, Rich, Maine right now still controls their own destiny. They need to just take care of business one game at a time, and they have the talent, and they've got the coaching staff, and they've got all the pieces that they need to go on a nice run. And that's what they did last year at midseason, and they took that run right through to the semifinal round. So I'm looking forward to seeing Maine get back in action on the 12th, and I think they're going to do a nice job in the second half of the season.
Well, in the meantime, pardon, enjoy your off day tomorrow, and we'll regroup and start getting ready for next Saturday.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, thanks, Bob.
All right, take care.
Bob Lucy, the Game Plan Fridays on Downtown, brought to you by our friends at Creative Print Services, whatever your business needs. Creative Print Services is here to help. Over 150 years of combined experience, creative sales and service representatives meet the needs of customers throughout the state and beyond. Big jobs, small jobs, out-of-the-box jobs. Let the team at Creative Print Services bring your vision to life. Color printing, business forms, stationery, or specialized printing, trust Creative Print Services to provide you with a complete set of solutions that meet all your needs. Give them a call at 947-2250 or visit online at creative-ps.com.